The ones that hover and watch. By Ermengarde. Read by DePatty. Abandoned fic. Rated teen. Summary. They are finally getting somewhere. The years of flirting and hugging and kissing on stage and licking G-Space and ignoring all the scummy fucks that Gerard hooked up with before he got clean are finally paying off, and Frank can hardly contain himself. Author's notes. This story was written for Trope Bingo Prompt Secret Virgin. Story also contains possible triggers for past suicidal thoughts and drug abuse. Additional notes following the fic. They are finally getting somewhere. The years of flirting and hugging and kissing on stage and licking G's face and ignoring all the scummy fucks that Gerard hooked up with before he got clean are finally paying off. And Frank can hardly contain himself. They're in a hotel room. A really nice hotel room. And they were watching Shaun of the Dead and talking about being buddies and how it was awesome. And then there was cuddling. And now Frank's straddled across Gerard's lap and they're kissing and it's awesome. And Frank cannot hold still. His dick's seriously happy and really, really, really wants to get intimately acquainted with G's in a friction-causing situation right now. Except... Gerard grabs Frank by the shoulders and pushes him back a little, holding him way too fucking far away from his face. Gerard looks like he's about to cry, and that's really not the situation Frank thought he was in here. Frank's stomach drops, and he tries to back away further, but Gerard's got a pretty tight grip. Frankie, I can't do this. What? Frank says, and he can't help himself. They've been working towards this for years, and I promise we won't fuck up the band. Frank is lying. He's got no idea if getting together will affect the band or not. He hopes not. He's got years and years of fantasy in his head where it works out just fine. Better than fucking fine, even. But he doesn't care if it does. This is Gerard. This is him and G, and Frank can feel pressure building in the back of his nose, and he knows that means he's about 10 seconds away from a really fucking ugly cry, and he doesn't care. They have to do this. They have to. No. Gerard bites on his lip and squeezes tighter at Frank's shoulders. He reaches down with one hand and presses it against Frank's boner. I can't do this. Gerard drops his head forward, breaks eye contact. It's the meds, you know? G takes his hand off of Frank's dick and starts gesticulating. Something in Frank's chest eases. He's got no fucking clue what's going on, but Gerard's still holding on to him. And he's gone into earnest explanation mode, so it's going to be okay. He knows it's going to be okay. Gerard takes a deep breath, and Frank can feel the slight shudder when he does it. All Frank wants to do right now is hug the shit out of him, because G is his best friend, no matter what else is going on. And when G is upset, Frank just wants to fix it. Frank curls his arms around Gerard's head and shoulders and pulls him in closer. Just tell me, G. We can work out whatever, you know? Gerard sniffs. I've been on, mood-altering shit my whole life, you know? Frank nods. He does know. Gerard's been on prescription shit for as long as Frank's known him, and he knows that Gerard did some significant attenuation to that with booze and pills and whatever else for a long, long time, too. I thought you were kind of out of bounds with that now, Frank says carefully. He thinks of Gerard's sobriety as a fragile thing still. Gerard fought so hard to get clean, and he's fighting with his own brain chemistry to stay there. Frank thinks Gerard is the strongest person he's ever met. Gerard nods. Yeah, it's good right now. Things are in color in my head, and my brain isn't running off on its own. It's good. I'm good. But... Gerard takes another deep breath, and the shudder is still there. Frank rubs his soothing hand up and down Gerard's back. Frankie, all these fucking pills I take, they've got side effects, you know? Frank nods. He knows. Gerard's palate is fucking weird because of them. There are a bunch of things he can't eat because they taste like metal or whatever. It can be a little hard to keep up with, but Frank's not exactly an unfussy eater himself, so whatever, it's not a problem. I can't. Shard's arm flails around like he's trying to pull coherence from the air. I can't get hard, Shard says in a tiny voice. Oh. Yeah. Shard's shoulder slump. My dick's broken. Frank can feel Shard trying to pull away, to pull himself into a ball or some shit, and that is not happening. I don't love you for your dick. Frank is kind of annoyed. Sex is awesome, sure, but seriously, Shard's brain is broken if he thinks that Frank only wants him for his penis. Dick! You! Seriously, G! I love you! I don't care if we never fucking have sex again if I get to, like, be with you! Shard makes a tiny noise. But you talk about it all the time. Yeah, so? I'm a dude. It's what we do. I can jerk off, you know? I don't... Gee, tell me what you want from me here, okay? Use your words. Frank is totally borrowing from Gerard's therapist, but whatever. It's healthy to talk, right? Frankie, Gerard tries to flail again, but Frankie's holding him pretty tightly. I love you. Frank beams. He can't help it. His whole entire self is filled right up with way too much happy to contain. He squeezes the shit out of Gerard. Ah, there. I need... breathe. Frank loosens off a little. Okay, Gerard says and takes a steadying breath. There's no shudder there anymore, so Frank kisses the top of his head. I've never done this before. I've not been near anyone since I cleaned up, you know? Frank nods. He totally does know. It's been a lot better than watching G fuck off with skanks all the time. And before, junkies aren't fussy. I wasn't fussy. It didn't matter, you know? Half the time no one's junk worked, and the other half just touching, like, the inside of someone's elbow was enough. It didn't fucking matter that I...
Wait, what?
Frank's pretty sure that he's hearing this wrong. You've never? Shard shakes his head. I mean, like, I've had boners, you know, but not, like, since anyone else wanted to use them. Fuck. Frank strokes the back of Shard's neck. That is fucked up. He knew that drugs were, like, bad, but fuck. Wasn't coke supposed to be the boner drug? Gerard nods. Yeah. Have you... Frank doesn't know quite how to ask. Have you told anyone? You. No, I mean, like, your doctor. I know it's, like, a side effect, but... Frank's pretty sure that not having had a boner since he was a kid means that there's something wrong with Gerard, and that should probably be investigated. Gerard shrugs. I figured I was lucky, you know? Lucky is not how Frank would put it. Like, I didn't catch anything, or I'm not dead, you know? I could have died. Frank feels sick. Gerard sighs. I wanted to, you know? Frank can only nod and hold on to Gerard as tight as possible. He knows. They all know, and thinking about it is terrifying. Hey, no. Gerard curls his gesturing hand around Frank's waist. I don't want to anymore. The meds stop all of that. I'm fine, Frankie. I promise. But, like, it seemed kind of stupid to say that I think I've broken my dick with all the shit I've taken when I should really just be happy that I'm still here. That's not how it works, G. Frank says quietly. I mean, I'm gonna love you no matter what, you know? Your dick could totally fall off and I'd still... Gerard squeaks. I'd still love you even if I had to mop up your piss off the floor with every single day because pissing standing up is difficult if you're dickless, but... Gee, you need to talk to a doctor about this. Gerard squirms underneath Frank, which is kind of uncomfortable. Frank's boner's been subsiding and mostly fucked off completely when Gerard started talking about dying, but... You know, friction. Will you come with me? Gerard says, mostly into Frank's chest. If you want me to, yeah, of course I will. Frank can't imagine how being there is going to make that any less of an embarrassing conversation for Gerard to have. In fact, he thinks that, if anything, having Frank there as the obvious potential recipient of any boner Gerard could have will only up the embarrassment factor. But if Gerard wants him there, Frank will be there. Okay, thank you, Frankie. I promise I'll talk to him. Frank kisses the top of Gerard's head again. Hey, I'm pretty beat. You want? Oh, yeah, sure. Which bed do you want? The one with you in it. Frank leans back a little and looks at Gerard. Jared looks confused.
I love you. You love me. I think we should be boyfriends now.
Frank says, because it's the easiest thing in the world.
But boyfriends, not fuck buddies, G.
Frank grins at Jared as Jared's face begins to clear a little.
Boyfriends means I get to share a bed with you, and all the cuddles I want.
Frank kisses the end of Gerard's nose.
Okay.
Gerard smiles up at Frank, and it is gorgeous.
Yeah, please, he says.
Awesome. Frank stands up and holds out his hand to Gerard.
Come on, then. Bedtime.
And... this has been The Ones That Hover and Watch, written for Trope Bingo, Secret Virgin Square, by Ermengarde. Original story text can be found at archiveourown.org/works/681393.